Yes, great. The news, everything is great. Everything is fine, everybody. Don't worry. Don't worry. Hey, in case you were wondering what MindGeek changed their name to after they originally were, they were called Manwin before that, and then they were called MindGeek. They're the ones who own Brazzers, Pornhub, etc.
Okay.
Now, you can find out their new name, because the whole reason... The whole reason that manifesto, most of it is about the new company and the new name, and so people have been talking about it. So sorry, MindGeek, you're going to have to change your name again to try and present yourself as a respectable company.
That's not the kind of PR you're looking for, I
don't
think.
It's not great. No. Not great. Hey, everybody, CJLO 1690 AM here. Bad Transitions edition of Grade A Explosives.
See how bad of a transition that was?
Terrible. Oh, my goodness.
Only the best of the worst.
Only the worst of the best. Well, you just heard was some Amorosa from Kentucky.
Believe it or not.
Believe it or not. That was a track called Cherry Coke. And if you're like, wait a minute. Hold on, Andrew. I thought you said that was Amorosa.
Like the Amorosa?
The band that I used to listen to long ago and had a lot of guitars playing, and one could even argue was an emo band. And yes, you are 100% correct.
It is very the same.
Yes.
The very same.
The very same. They've apparently done a bit of a switch up bit.
I would say that they've worked out their feelings. However, if you actually listen to the lyrics of the song, they just found a different way to express them.
They might now just be two people, too. Like, that seems to be the case. They were a five-piece, and now it seems to be just two of them. So perhaps there was a bunch of people quit, and they're like, well, might as well just change everything now. Why not?
Like, so they're like 80s pop? Sure.
Yeah,
why not?
Sure. Why not? That seems logical.
That's what I've been thinking this whole time. So like, why not?
That's the next logical step from emo, right? That's
yacht rock? Is that, shall we yacht rock? Yes, I believe we shall.
Let us shall. Yes, quite. Yes. Had we planned this better, this would be a much more... I mean, we could make a whole show of just ridiculous things. And in fact...
Of yacht rock?
In fact, you know what? I have a ridiculous thing we'll play... At some point in time.
Okay. I love ridiculous things. You know that.
Well, you already heard it earlier today. Today or yesterday? One of the two. We'll get to it here.
Okay. So it's going to be a surprise for me.
Yeah, it's a surprise. Sort of. But it is, I should start by saying, Cam, I apologize. I'm definitely not going to hit CanCon today. I apologize to you. I'm also not going to hit NewCon. I apologize to you. And by saying this, hold on, I'll make it better. Today is a very special show. One could even call it a specialty show. A special specialty show, which means I only need to hit 10% CanCon. And I know all of you are screaming right now. Andrew, thank you for telling us more about how the sausage is made. I love to know all of these boring, minute details about the show. Please continue in the fashion that you're doing. And don't worry, friend, I won't stop. I'll never stop. So I'm going to keep going with this forever and ever and ever.
Every show is a specialty show from here on out.
But I should hit the 10% CanCon. I should. And what I should do then is I should play some of that. Some of the things that we enjoy, in fact, that are Canadian.
So just thinking out of the box here. Mm. If, say, that's like, I don't know, four songs, right?
Mm,
that's
right,
an example.
Right.
If you play all four songs at the same time... Does that still count as hitting the quota?
I don't know. Like, if you do a mashup of two songs, does that count?
No. I mean, literally just playing all four songs at the same time.
No, what I understand.
Not like a neat little, like, DJ mixing kind of... No, literally just play all four over top of each other. Get it all out of the way.
What if... I'm not sure, actually, what the legality is on things like mashups.
So it sounds fine to me, right?
If I get, like, four songs and I play a minute of each of those songs... A minute is the cutoff.
Oh,
so
there you go.
If I make a mashup of all of those songs, does then that count as four different songs that I'm playing?
I mean, it counts to me. I'm no authority, but sure.
Since I don't know, I'm going to have to assume that, yes, everything I do is correct. Until someone corrects me and tells me differently.
And yells at... Well, you know... We don't hear anyone screaming at the radio right now.
True.
And if
true.
You look at the monitors, I don't really see... Well, I mean, they look more confused than anything, but
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's really yelling at us.
No.
So there you go. In 4 minutes, you can hit your quota.
Yeah, we could do this. But I should start with, because I said I would play some Dirt Cannon, and I would be remiss if I don't fulfill my promises to all of you, because I know you've come to trust me as a reliable source of information and musical knowledge here, despite all of the mistakes I make and the fact that I tell you to look up things because I'm too lazy to do it. I know that you trust me, and that I value your trust.
They love you despite the flaws.
Despite the flaws. One could even say because of the flaws.
Well, let's not get too ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Let's not go too crazy.
Yeah, let's not assume too much of anyone.
I don't want to aggrandize myself too much.
We don't want that.
No, I want to give the illusion of modesty here, so.
The illusion.
Just a thin veneer of modesty.
Yeah, let him think it. Let him think it.
So let me play a track from Quebec's own Dirt Cannon, who I encouraged you last week to go and talk about on their any of their social medias, or if you see them on the street, and tell them to get back together so that I could enjoy it. Just like I told you to do for Family Man, they're right here in the city. The Dirt Cannon guys, you'll have to go out to, like, you know, out past city limits to Actually, don't. I'm not sure where. Two of them, I think, live in Saguenay or somewhere.
Well, you've got an army of people listening. Uh-huh. They've all got Google, all these other tools. Yeah. I'm sure they can find these guys.
Yeah. I'm sure. Like, you can easily find these guys. And in fact, not long ago, like maybe a year ago, they posted a video themselves of them practicing. I don't know what that was for, you guys. I haven't seen anything past that. What are you doing? Why are you not helping me to hear more of you? I am trying very hard here.
So not to inception the idea into anyone's head, mm-hmm. but if someone were to start stalking these guys, maybe... Again, not
stalking feels like a strong word. Maybe following closely.
Checking in on these guys to see what they're up to, and then maybe just casually approaching them.
Yeah,
or not so casually approaching them on the street and making the polite suggestion: no weapons, please.
No, yes,
nothing
please.
Like that.
No, nothing.
No social media cameras in their face or anything.
No.
Unless you're trying to get views.
Yeah.
And in which case, mention the show.
Yes, of course.
And then just make the suggestion. Hey, why don't you guys think about getting back together?
I mean, the other option you have, and I know some of you aren't going to like the suggestion, right? Because you don't seem to like the suggestion at all. Is you could go onto their Bandcamp and buy their music.
Oh, come on, that's just
you could
that's absurd.
You could buy some of their merch, perhaps, and then approach them with that merch and get them to sign it. Make them feel like, oh, there's a groundswell of new fans that we need to cater to.
There's a reason for us to.
Yes. This is a good idea, not a bad idea. Not a terrible idea.
Not a crazy idea. No. Like anybody would come up with.
No. Same with Family Man. Family Man, you just broke up. You can just get back together. Just all of you get together in a room, talk out your feelings. The ones of you that are moving away, don't do that. And then just keep being a band.
Wait a minute. Business idea.
Huh?
A interventionist? A person who holds interventions... Mm-hmm. For bands who have broken up.
I love this.
And you can crowdfund that intervention to get those bands back together. So the bands aren't the one paying for the intervention. It's the fans of the bands who want them to get back together.
Yes.
And they pay you.
Oh, I like this idea.
To drag all these guys into a room together.
Yep.
And be like, look, we're going to figure this out. And then we just so happen to have a studio right in this other room. And you're going to get in there and we're going to lock the door. And you're going to record a new album.
And everything's going to be great.
Because we said so.
We're going to have fun. Enforced fun.
It's going to be your best album yet.
And if it isn't, well, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. How about that? How about them apples? I don't know why I said it like that. Because I'm dumb. That's why. Hey, let's play you some Dirt Cannon off of Tough Love, a record. I probably should play something off of Get Beaten, since that's the shirt I'm wearing right now. I'll play you Burning Daylight, which is it's just a track. It's just very good. And then after that, we were talking about Priestess. I was wearing my Priestess shirt this weekend at Ciderfest, which was delicious, by the way.
Amazing.
If you missed it, I don't want to say you're a bad person if you missed it. But what I am saying is, it's hard for me to say you're a good person.
Yeah, I'm going to just come out and say you're a terrible person if you didn't go.
Okay, well, I mean,
I'll say it. Yeah. That's fine. They can be angry at me.
Yeah, okay. That seems that, you know, we are not the same person. We have different opinions on things. And, you know, I'm taking, you know, we're good cop, bad copping here. And I'm being more neutral cop, actually.
Yeah, it's not really good.
It's not like...
Because a good cop would be more like, you know, it's okay that you didn't make it. You probably had reasons not to, or, you know, financially or whatever. That's fine. But no, you're like, I'm lukewarm on it. I'm not going to judge you too much.
What we have is aggressive cop and passive aggressive cop. There we go. That's what we've got going on here.
That's like, what it is.
You know, I don't want to say anything bad, but you are terrible. I'm afraid.
Yeah. No, I'm just going to straight up say it. You're a bad person. So we'll look at yourself in the mirror and consider what you've done.
Think about what you've done.
Yeah.
Because it's bad.
And then go next year.
Yes. Agreed. Yes. And tell them that this show sent you so that, you know, maybe I can get some, maybe I can DJ at it. Oh, my God.
So what you do is
that
you go.
That would be amazing, actually.
You go to the website, which is the CJLO website.
CJLO.com, yes.
Go there. Buy all of the merch.
Yes.
Wear all of the merch.
Yes.
To the Ciderfest next year. And just let them know.
Maybe I should pitch Ciderfest to be like, hey, why don't we do the last hour of the night? Because you want to get people out of here. And like, I want to bring people in. Why don't we for the last 2 hours do like a metal DJing? Let's do that. Why not? Let's do this.
I thought you were going to suggest, like, let's play things to clear people out of here.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I just said metal music. Yes, exactly. I'm saying it. I'm saying it with my mouth.
All right. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
We'll start nice and, like, accessible, and we'll get progressively less accessible as it goes on. And then by the time it's done, we have pushed everyone out through, like, some portal or something. Like, portal will play, and people will be like, I am scared and horrified. Please don't do this. I'd run screaming into the night.
Yeah, you feel like, I didn't know I was going to get punished for coming to Ciderfest this year.
Yeah. No, well, not for coming, for staying too late.
Yeah, for staying too late. Yeah.
That's... And all the metal people, the weirdos, will come to drink the cider.
Our people?
Yes. Yeah. this sounds like a great plan. Ciderfest... Swath to Sid, as it were. Why don't you, you know, throw us some money.
Have your people call us directly, because we don't have people.
Yes. Also, MTL Hell, if you happen to be listening.
Oh, yeah.
Tasty sauces. Keep up the good work. Oh, and also, you know, come on to this show. You can do, I told you, you can pick out whatever songs you want. I'll let you just go crazy. Go ham on the show. And I'll go hot sauce, I guess.
Has there ever been like a live hot sauce tasting on radio? I'm sure that
is
absolutely captivating to listen to.
Oh, yeah.
You get the ASMR really get in there.
Well, I mean, on WIXQ, on Brian and Zach's show, they did the
candy tasting. Yeah,
the salty shakedown, the sugary shakedown.
Yeah, sugary
on the salty shakedown was the sugary shakedown where they would review candy bars on the show. So it would be like that.
That's true.
So we have reasonable facsimiles that we can work off of here.
There's a history of it working out pretty well.
Yeah.
And by working out, I mean
no one has ever
I got
heard
to
it,
go on there once or twice and have some candy. So. Yeah.
And that's really the judge.
Otherwise, I'd be like, that's ridiculous. But since I got a chance to eat some of the candy, I was like, oh, yeah, this is great.
We are simple men who have simple things that make us happy. You know, we don't require much.
No, just sugar.
Yeah. Yeah.
And barbecue sauce. Please, Norma Jean. Please. Please, please bring back the barbecue sauce. Wait a minute. I'm sensing crossover potential here. We're talking about Montreal Hell. We're talking about Norma Jean making a sauce.
And the company that used to make that, Big Daddy's Hot Sauce, used to make metal hot sauces. I don't think Trevor, who is in Venomous Maximus, I don't think he does that company anymore. So there is currently a vacancy in the market.
There's a vacuum. Let's go.
It should be filled.
Making
I'm not saying.
Connections.
Let's go. This is actually not a bad idea that we're coming up with right now. Let's talk more about this when we play this song.
Yes.
Because I think we can do something here.
We'll bust out the crayons and we'll write it all down.
Yes. Crayons.
Crayons.
Crayons are good. Here's some Dirt Cannon, and then we'll play some Priestess, and then we'll play, I don't know, something else. We'll get some Finger
Leather. Some other, yeah, as I say, it's got to be Canadian.
Though. Yeah, I think that'll fill everything.
Remember, 4 minutes of Canadian things.
Enjoy some Every Time I Dirt Cannon. CJLO 1690 AM, Grade A Explosives, The
Bad Transition. Wait, The Bad Transitions?
Edition, yeah. A Bad Transitions.
Yes.
Edition. Yes.
Terrible.
Yes. We've done it, everyone. The worst.
Success.
Hey. Hey. What are we doing? Why are we not playing? Why are we not playing? Can we play? Can we play? Computer, thank you for playing. What are we doing right now? Wow. Okay. Hold on, everybody. I have a different idea that I'm coming up with, and that is to take this track, throw it into here, and play it like...
Hey.
Well, it seems I'm coming, and I have died. You suppose that I have risen to a time of vengeance? Why? There's only a million days and a million reasons I could get my head together from the pieces that I've scattered. Well, I'd be done.